This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Nancy Snoblin, S-N like November, O-B like boy, L-E-N like November. Date of birth 11-18 of 1960. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Snoblin with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 21st of this year. She has been seeing the endocrinologist in your office, Dr. Usula. It's U-S-U-L-A. And her insulin has been changed recently due to having severe hypoglycemic episodes at night. She's now off to Jeo and Novolog, and she's on Humulin regular, 150 units with breakfast and with supper. She is still having some blood sugar alarms on her 24-hour glucose monitor device. It wakes her because the blood sugars are 50 to 54. And then she has to get up and eat sugar and other foods to help get the blood sugar up to almost 90. But it takes quite a few hours to do that. And she's wondering if the insulin needs to be adjusted again in order to help prevent the problems during the early morning hours. She's feeling well today. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have morbid obesity, so it's difficult for her to get out for office visits, and she likes the telemedicine visits when available. She has chronic lower extremity lymphedema and occasional dizziness. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the Lasix. It's 40 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday only. Losartan is 25 milligram daily. And she's on oxybutynin 10 milligram daily. Topamax 50 milligram at bedtime. Crestor. Wellbutrin is 300 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 100 milligram. She takes two capsules twice a day. Propranolol 20 milligram twice a day. Cymbalta 30 milligram twice a day. Low dose aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Physical exam: weight 399 pounds. Pulse is 55 and blood pressure 152 over 76. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 29th, 2024. Creatinine was 1.64. Her glucose was 317 on that lab. Sodium is 138. Potassium, mildly elevated, 5.6. Carbon dioxide is 19. Albumin, 4.0. Calcium is 9.3. The liver enzymes are normal. She did have a dexamethasone suppression test. Cortisol was in the equivocal range at 4.4. Negative response would have been less than 2. And her ACTH was suppressed at 5. Also, her last hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked her to get labs for us every 3 months in your office. And we did send a copy of the lab order to her. 2, diabetic nephropathy with uncontrolled glucose. She is working with Dr. Usula to correct that. And 3, hypertension. She's advised to check her blood pressures at home, the goal being 130 over 80, 140 at the highest if possible. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.